Okay, welcome back. Hour number two. Just a lot going on. It's like a standing in the middle of a dust devil swirling all around, or a tornado. However, it's coming at us from all different directions. No wonder it's difficult to understand and get a handle on, especially when most people, frankly, are addicted to their digital life, their little cell phone. If they have any kind of a stress element at all in their field of view, they just go to that phone and it calms it right on down. They get a little energetic release in their mind. They're feeling good. It's a strange world that has been created, and I wouldn't think that most people would have elected it, but it's what they were given, and they certainly have willingly and willfully accepted it, no question. By the way, in relation to last hour, March 24th, 1933, Jews worldwide declare war on Germany. That's a headline. Judea was the actual word they used. Judea declares war on Germany. Jews of all the world unite in action. 1933. So this goes way back. Same year Hitler was elevated to the presidency of Germany, or chancellor. 1933. All right, we have a lot to talk about. There is much going on in the world of the COVID depopulation genocidal operation, which has been quite effectively released and sown into the souls and physiology of most people on this planet. 6.5 billion approximately have rolled up their sleeves and accepted the injection. Our advice to you is never again, to borrow an old cliche, let anyone put a needle into your body unless you're unconscious and dying in the ER from some kind of an automobile wreck or something. You've got no say about it. Don't do it. If you can somehow survive without it, do it. Don't even think about it. Don't trust anything that those bastards are putting through a needle anymore, ever again. No. You there, young lady? Hello, hello. I'm not hearing anybody. Well, we lost her. They cut her off early tonight. They didn't even let her get started. And they've done this for a long time. We have some really interesting things to share tonight. We're going to play a little bit from MTJ or MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene's hearing on the COVID horrors of the COVID-19 vaccines. We're going to play a little bit of that. Some part of it is going viral. It's an odd, cliched statement, but it's gone big time. So we'll find out about that as well. Are you back yet? Not yet. All right. Todd's trying to get her. If we have to, we'll get her on landline. Maybe the cell phone has really been messed with this time. Wouldn't be surprised. Hello? How you been?
Okay.
What you been doing?
Oh, I'm on standby here.
You got dropped already.
Didn't even start.
That's funny. They didn't even wait. They just zip. So you were there and then you were gone. All right. Now, we were talking earlier about paramedics, and this is something that all of you can listen to in your communities, your towns, your cities. Go to Broadcastify and I guess type in your community's name, and the first time you're connected, you'll have to hear a commercial for 30 seconds or something, but you'll get to hear your 911 emergency dispatch calls, and you can understand and get a feel for the amount of activity that's going on in your computer, your community. The number of people who are ailing and falling victim to their injuries from the vax or their injuries from shedding is growing. What are you hearing?
Yes. It's picked up in frequency the last week or 2 weeks, definitely. And as I said the other night, the nature of the calls seems to have changed a bit. I'm hearing younger people, 30s, 40s, and a lot more seizures, trouble breathing, occasionally stomach pain, But it's definitely picked up, and I, you know.
Right.
Which is no surprise. I mean, we sort of anticipated this with the rollout of the latest injection back in September.
Right. That may or may not be triggering what you're hearing on the dispatch
side. Hard to know.
Right. But the timing is certainly of note. It's interesting.
Yes.
Oh, and here's something else. One of our listeners sent this to me. Thanks for this. I've said the number of Jews in the world population is 0.2. It's not. It's 0.0025, if you want to round it off. But it's 0.002% of the world population is controlling the planet. Think about that. Just think about that. It is very difficult for people to understand that the world they live in is a virtual world created by the controllers of this planet. That's the world that you perceive and is your reality. And it is directed and vectored right into your consciousness and subconsciousness by the flat screen, whether it's a little flat screen in your hand or a big flat screen on the wall. It's all done. And it's very interesting. If there were classic experiments being done like Pavlov, he'd have a field day with these phones and addiction. And when you pick that phone up, you feel already like you're going to be rewarded somehow or made to be diverted and distracted from something unpleasant. This phone thing is staggering in its implications. I don't think most people have ever even come close to understanding it. It's an enormous tool of suppression and hegemony over the populace. Enormous.
Well, they've tapped into that, you know, that dopamine reward pathway, and it's powerful. It's you know, it drives addictive behavior.
I have to
and
say,
and you have
that,
a pleasant experience every time you look
yes.
at that screen, then you keep going back for more.
The reinforcement is almost a given. I have looked a couple of times. Somebody will send me a TikTok video, and I discovered you can scroll down from that to the next one in the queue. It goes right down. In other words, the screen you're looking at will go up when you scroll down, and another 15, 20, 30-second, 40-second, whatever, little visual piece will come up. And I've looked through. I wanted to see what was going on, and I watched it, and it's so cleverly designed. Stupid things and some cute things, all kinds of things, but the pacing of it hooks people. You're right, it takes them right away from their daily grief into a world of projection into another reality, somebody else's reality. We're living in a virtual sense here. It's strange.
And I think that's why, one reason why the attention span is so short now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very short.
You know, the next fix can't come fast enough.
Well, they built it that way. They don't
right.
want people to be able to adhere to a topic with any length of mental focus and concentration. They don't want them to be proactive. They want them just to react
right.
to a stimuli. Here is a stimuli. It's another 30-second TikTok, whatever. Some crazy stuff in there, I must say. And it's just a drug. It's a little hit, a little fix. Dopamine, whatever you want to call it. You got it. It is terribly addicting. And there may well be, and I would actually expect it. If it isn't there, I'd be surprised. There may well be mechanics, electromagnetic frequency mechanics embedded in those signals as well.
Technology
is extraordinary.
Or some kind of subliminal messaging.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so you all are being controlled, we all, by 0.0025% of the world population. Think about that. It's pretty crazy. All right, so you want to jump into this video? Where do you want to go here?
Yeah, we could do that first.
You want to set it up?
This is the Marjorie Taylor Greene Senate hearing.
Yep. Yep. I mentioned that while you were on vacation, so it's okay.
Okay. There was an interesting segment with attorney Tom Renz, who was, well, explaining the limitations of liability for these drug manufacturers, and given the number of injured and maimed people now, they're the only people to sue because of the way they set it up is the DOD. And, of course, we all know that's not going to happen. But there's an interesting clip in there about the origins, or more accurately, how long, what length of time they'd been toying with this virus or bioweapon. It goes back to 2014, and there's hard evidence, not just patents and a paper trail, but it appears that people in the military were experimented on back in 2014 with this thing.
We can go back to SARS-1 and watch people being experimented on, too, with an earlier prototype, apparently. So it's something.
So there was
that,
a lot of premeditation and forethought that went into this. It was none of it was accidental.
Well,
nothing
I've
that's happened
too many
is
times.
Accidental.
I've said it too many times. Nothing is left to chance or circumstance. Nothing of any consequence, let's put it that way. We're being led around by the nose constantly. And as I mentioned last hour, and I'll mention it again, for those of you new to the program and think that you found nirvana, the nirvana of truth and reality in the alt-news world, think again. The same people control both sides of the media ledger, the MSM and the alt-news side. And there are a few exceptions on the alt-news side that are good. We hope that we're certainly one of them and appreciated for that. We try our best. And unfortunately, most of the big names in the alt-news world are either created, certainly influenced, if not controlled by unseen hands. How's that? And you know what's going on the mainstream media side. That's all controlled by them, created by them. And I would do the same thing if I were trying to control a planet. I mean, they've done the obvious, but it's just impossible for people to accept in most cases. So just because it's on the alt-news side of the ledger, please do not embrace it as necessarily being the truth.
Agreed. And, you know,
okay.
You can even take it one step further and call into question these Senate hearings that happen periodically, you know, and how much of a show are these things?
Everything must be held up next to the ruler called bread and circuses. How does it measure up, by and large, will be your decision to make. But you're 100% right. Anything of any consequence or significance that's going to harm the controlling elite will not be allowed.
Yep.
It just won't. Now, there may be a few exceptions, but very few. They control everything. And what they've done in the last, 6-8 months is begin to not be obviously in any way concerned about truth, the truth about these shots. There is, most of it's out there, a lot of it's out there. And why aren't they concerned about the truth getting out? And why are some of the biggest mouthpieces of the controlled, created opposition spouting the truth as if they've discovered it? I mean, we were talking about it years ago here. And they are doing it because it's game, set, and match. The controllers have gotten this crap into the arms and bodies of over 6 billion people.
All right?
And we know that it's not going to abate. It's only working its way into the physiology of the people involved, the injected, to the extent that they are getting worse and worse. It's like they're all fused, given different lengths of time, depending on how the spike and the mRNA and these horrible DNA plasmids, which are now running wild in the body and bonding to your own DNA. Don't walk away from that one. There's 100 to 200, 300, 400 billion possible pieces of DNA, fragments, maybe entire pieces, I don't know, in each injection. 100 to 400 billion fragments of DNA that can meld and bond and become a part of your DNA. Now, they tried in the beginning to call them contaminants. We didn't particularly like that. We don't at all like that now, because I don't believe for a split second that, let's say, 400 billion pieces of DNA, which we don't even know what the hell they are or what they're for, accidentally got into these shots. Each shot. No, not for me. That doesn't work for me. I don't want to speak for Erica, but I'm not going there.
Well, they're an awfully convenient contaminant, aren't they?
Beyond suspicious. I just say it's a lock. It just is.
Yeah.
All right, here's MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a little excerpt. It's about 8 minutes worth from her hearing, and we'll see what we hear. I haven't heard this, so I'll be listening to it for the first time with all of you, or most of you.
And deal with it and not have government-paid bodyguards because, anyway, I'll let you answer, Mr. Ritz.
So understand that the layers of liability protect...
This is Attorney Thomas Renz speaking.
...that exist right now are so profound that it's mind-blowing. Do you understand that when you got... Well, I don't know if you got the shot. When someone got the shot, they didn't get it from Pfizer or Moderna. They got it from the DOD. The DOD distributed this. The contract with our federal government requires it to distribute this. The DOD had to ensure that there was absolute immunity. So before we could, if you want to sue someone right now, you're going to have to sue the DOD. Good luck. If you get through them by proving intentionality, which is very difficult without the data, which they continue to hide, this is why I'm encyclopedic in my knowledge of what occurred, because I've been trying to figure out how to sue these guys, and I have to get the data to prove the intentionality. I will tell you that I think there's a number of claims. I've looked at a RICO claim, which I think I could credibly make. I'll tell you that that claim would cost me $5 to $8 million, my cost to litigate. I don't have $5 to $8 million. And if I didn't have $5 to $8 million, I'd risk sanctions because I'd be bringing a case that I couldn't manage. So there are mechanisms moving forward. Now, before we get to how to get around this, because, I mean, realistically, if the vaccines are safe and effective, why do they need liability shield? I mean, why do we need 50 layers of liability for something that was so safe and so effective? Why is it that we passed law after law after law way before this whole COVID thing was going down to ensure that this sort of liability protection might be in place? And I'm going to answer this because I want to bring something up that hasn't been touched on here. So we have the case in New York. I developed the case. It's against EcoHealth Alliance for the creation of SARS-CoV-2 in the Wuhan lab. That case alleges that EcoHealth Alliance worked with the CCP in the Wuhan lab and created, well, this nightmare that we've had. Let me ask you something.
And just for you who may not know what the CCP is, I know that most of you do. I don't like to leave anybody behind. That's the Chinese Communist Party. They don't like us.
Does anybody in this room believe that we could transfer the technology necessary to do that sort of genetic engineering? That sort of bioweapon development, and I say bioweapon because remember, dual-use research, under the law, bioweapon, gain of function, two sides of the same coin. Does anybody believe that we transferred that sort of technology to a CCP lab without an okay from the DOD or CIA? I got news for you. They knew exactly what was going on. We have a ton of evidence on this. I'm going to tell you further. I have right here in front of me, from a report that we sent to a couple of people here in Congress before the 2022 election. It got about as much response as you guys are getting. That there was a study, Dr. Malone could probably comment on this better than I can, but that study showed that there was a 12 nucleotide sequence that they found in a Moderna patent, which was a perfect reverse match to what we have in SARS-CoV-2. That patent was filed in 2016, thanks David Martin for a lot of his patent research, but the thing that I want to tell you about, according to our case, and the data that, and evidence that we've submitted, we believe that this disease was actually developed in the mid-20-teens-ish. We don't have a hard date, but around there. We hope that with discovery we'll get a more specific date. Now, I want to share something else, and this is speculative, and I was very hesitant to bring this forth, but I'm going to tell you because I have to keep the individual who gave me this data anonymous to protect them. So I have, and if we can put it up, I want to show you what I've got. This is a declaration from me signing because I cannot have this whistleblower's name anywhere. I witnessed this whistleblower do this. I have a separate declaration, which I will not make public. The whistleblower has brought forth to me, and I'm using whistleblower in a general term, but I have the military records, military medical records from this individual. And they were obtained through a court proceeding. I can't say any more than that, but I will tell you that I will testify under oath. I will put my hand on a Bible and put my license at risk, saying that I can confirm that I've done my due diligence on this, as I would to present this to the court. Now, it would be challenged under the rules of evidence, I'm sure, but I want to share this, and I'm only sharing this so that you, with subpoena power, can ask a question. Scroll down to the next page, please. Do you see what that says? That blacked out page, which we had to black out because of the fact that it was personally identifiable medical information and also would have put the person at risk. Do you see the date there? November 14th at Irwin ACH, Fort Riley, Kansas, COVID-19 immunization, Moderna. Five different instances. And following this page, you'll see five different instances where this person's medical record, you see at the very top, 2014, at Irwin ACH, Fort Riley, Kansas, COVID-19 immunization by Moderna. Now, I'm not suggesting, well, I guess I am suggesting, that we should ask why it is that this soldier was apparently seen five times in 2014 for a COVID-19 immunization. Now, I'm not going to go out and tell you that this proves that this was built 5-10 years ago or that the timeline was entirely fraud. I'm going to tell you that we ought to look into it. And if we're going to ask questions, we ought to ask real questions. Our DOD and CIA were involved with this. To what extent? How long has this been involved? This was created in a lab in one of the greatest enemies to the United States of America. I'll let you fill in some blanks on the legal implications here. The lies, and remember also, I can't FOIA the DOD. I can't FOIA the CIA. I ain't going to get anywhere with that. You know as well as I do where that's going to go. It's a really interesting thing that the same DOD who I have these records from and who seem to be implicated in numerous other aspects of this and who are willing to take the blame and sign the contracts would have had to sign off on the technology transfers necessary to do this with Communist China. I want to ask the question, what's the real history of COVID? You know, the Representative Davidson asked earlier about Operation Warp Speed. Well, maybe that timeline wasn't true. I don't know. I'm not a scientist and cannot say anything other than this is the evidence I have, and this is one small part of it. It's interesting going back over the questions that were asked. You mentioned shedding earlier. Someone asked about shedding. I can show you Pfizer documents where they talk about shedding. I can not only show you Pfizer documents where they talk about shedding, I can show you that in the Comirnaty approval, they agreed to do a study, and the study protocol was based on oncolytic gene products for gene therapy, something, 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 shedding. Okay? They admit their study. You don't run a multi-million-dollar study unless there's a reason for it. Again, Dr. Malone and other experts can talk the value. All I can do is present you guys the evidence, and I've got an immense amount of it.
So my time has expired, I think, but I do appreciate.
Okay. Very, very nice to see that being spoken at the level that we're listening to. A full, formal House committee investigation. It appears to be a joint committee. There are senators there. I see Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson was there. So it looks like a joint committee. It's nice to see, It's about time. You did hear, I think, the word oncological in there, very close to the word shedding. Understand that this bioweapon is so insidious, as we've been saying from day one. It has so many different ways, so many pathways, so many tentacles, so many tendrils, so many ways to begin to incapacitate and destroy life. It's not funny. Whoever ultimately designed and constructed this, and I don't think it was the Chinese in Wuhan necessarily. We have evidence pointing to University of North Carolina. There's some Toronto issues involved. I don't know how high you want to take it, but this is flat out the most evil thing I have ever seen. If you wanted to come up with something that was yes, totally anti-life, you couldn't have done better, in my view, than this, except to kill somebody on the spot. But this gives them their plausible deniability. They've got their timelines. Everyone's got a different set of circumstances that will lead to their demise, their shortened lives, and to wrap it all up, what did they know? They knew that shedding was going to be perhaps their biggest associate, their biggest partner, to take down all the vax refusers, because this stuff is being spread person to person like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know, if they can keep these injections going and then switching up the antigen, meaning the spike, the type of spike, in each injection, then nobody really has immunity to it. All you're getting is antibody-dependent enhancement, which means the next time you're exposed to the virus, it's going to be a more severe course of disease.
Every time.
I mean, if the shedding doesn't get you first, because at any given time, some percentage of the population will have just gotten a vaccine and be shedding copious amounts of spike protein.
Maybe mRNA, maybe the LNPs, maybe the DNA plasmids, maybe. If you put 400 billion of something into somebody, why wouldn't they be sheddable?
Well, it appears they are. I can't tell you how many reports that I come across daily of unvaxxed people becoming very, very sick after a period of time being around the vax, either a household situation or a work situation, or sometimes, as in our friend Lori's case, a car ride. 15-minute car ride with two vaxxed people.
Right. It does, just real quick, it doesn't mean you have to be exposed for weeks or months. It can be a one-off deal, and you're in trouble. It just depends on your physiology and how your body has been modified and stacked to accept and try to deal with this dose of death.
Right.
It's a slow death,
and, you know,
but it's death.
It can interact with so many different cell types in the body. You know, you hear a lot about the ACE2 receptor. That's the major one, a major one. But there's also receptors on your red blood cells, your white blood cells, meaning your T lymphocytes. And if those are affected, compromised, they don't work. In the case of the red blood cells, you get stacking, clotting. In case of the white blood cells, you have immune suppression. You know, you lose the functionality of those white blood cells, so you're open to infection. If they migrate, the spikes migrate to the heart, you have myocarditis, pericarditis, and into the brain, and you've got prion disease.
I would urge all of you out there to go into your archive on the right side of the homepage and look for Dr. Michael Palmer. We did a program on that and excerpted parts of his presentation. His whole presentation is also there if you want to just go look at that. He was with Greg Hunter, and the slides he showed, we think, are from the late magnificent Dr. Arne Burkhardt of heart and brain tissue, obviously besieged with mRNA and spike and LNP, just by a matter of fact, and certainly 400 billion pieces of DNA could be involved in that somehow. But the bottom line is, when the body's immune system senses spike protein, and now cells that are being commanded and controlled by mRNA, they send T lymphocytes to kill those cells, your body's cells. They don't just selectively kill the spike, they kill the cell.
The cell that's producing the spike.
Exactly. So when you look at those slides, and we should actually pull them out and do another program on that, and what they did was successfully dye the T lymphocytes blue. You can see the T lymphocytes at work in heart tissue, going after spike, which is all over the heart muscle, and leaving scars behind because dead cells. It is really terrifying, horrifying to see. And the brain, the same thing. And then you've got the prion aspect of it, which are, you know, misfolded proteins that go into the brain and start to wreak havoc that way. I don't know how, honestly, people who have been exposed either by needle or perhaps by shedding are going to get through this. I just don't. It's too complicated. It's too sophisticated in the worst possible sense, satanically sophisticated in its approach to stopping life. It's tearing down the body's physiology from A to Z, and it's not going to stop. So I'm Erica was the first one to bring up. I didn't make the jump, but I did. This is a couple of years ago. She said this might be an ELE, an extinction level event, because it's not stoppable. How is it going to be stopped?
Well, when the body's the endothelium, the lining of the blood vessels, is becoming degraded in the blood itself.
You're losing your plumbing.
You've got no oxygen going to your tissues. And they slowly die.
Well, it wasn't a shot because I got the shot almost 2 years ago. And I only got one, or I only got two or three, but that's been 2 years ago. Boy, people are just, I don't blame them. They're grasping at straws. Ludicrous straws. They're not looking at the science, and frankly, the science is hard to find. You know, all
it's
these
getting harder.
I'm seeing
more and more. Just recently, the scientific papers disappearing. You know, you'll click on a link to go read a paper, and then it's gone. Page not found.
No, not good.
No.
Well, if they can pull library books like they're doing, they can certainly make papers disappear. To customize their overall paradigm of don't look here, keep right on moving, nothing going on.
This whole plan, the success of the plan, is contingent on people remaining ignorant.
And diverted with their smartphones, mm-hmm. whatever else they're doing. Who wants to face this? The average person, they want nothing to do with this. They want things to go back the way they were. And my God, the number of ways that pathways that this whole paradigm of terminal poison toxicity is staggering. I don't blame people, but they've been dumbed down. Our people in the Western world are not what they were. They have been terribly deluded and deluded. They just don't have it anymore. By design.
You know, the last couple of generations has had it easy.
Quickest way to make somebody
fat. They haven't had to work for anything, really.
Nope, hand it to them.
Right.
We pinnacled
in the
50s.
And there's still that sense of entitlement.
Oh, that's maybe the most reprehensible of all and discouraging of all. When you try to deal with people who have a sense of entitlement, how do you get through to them? Their whole paradigm is 180 degrees off reality. They're not owed anything. Yet they think they are.
Yeah. Well, you know, and they think that whatever lifestyle they've been afforded is their birthright, right? So let's...
Right.
Here we are.
Happy Thanksgiving. And I do hope that some of you are, if you've had family problems and some are vaxxed, some aren't vaxxed, and you're not talking to each other, come on, let's bury the hatchet and get a Zoom call hooked up at least so you can share Thanksgiving and some time together. Every day is a gift now. Every day is a blessing.
Mm.
And you cannot play these petty games. I mean, if you've got family, honor that family. I mean, there are circumstances where that doesn't apply, I understand. But make the effort. When someone's dead and gone, you'll probably be thinking, oh my God, I had so many chances. I could have told him or her how I really felt or made things better, and I didn't do it. And you can't get that back. When that's gone, it's gone. So if you have someone that matters to you, or a family that matters to you, or friends that matter to you, make sure you let them know that you really care about them, however you want to do it. Because there'll be a day when you won't be able to tell them anymore.
And we have a lot of died suddenlies now.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that. All right, let's go to our human file and see what we've got there. I got to reopen my screen here. It's gone.
Oh, I want to mention Dr. William Mackus. He's
that's it, under our names and guests. I put it under our names. Yeah.
Oh goodness. Yeah. I mean, he's not holding back with the reports of injuries from these things. He's really compiled an impressive list. In some, this one he did today is rather shocking to look at. It's pertaining to skin diseases that occur in tandem with these vaccines. And they're really quite horrific.
Quite horrific. If you go to guests, I haven't checked, but it's supposed to be right there under our names. Let's see. Make sure it's there. Okay. Yes, it's there. Dr.
Okay.
William Mackus, severe skin injuries caused by Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. All right. So these are not for the faint-hearted. They're horrific.
I can't even imagine the pain.
No. No, I think the nerve endings in the skin, all torn up like that? No.
Yeah, they're an autoimmune type of disease, I apparently, in most cases, and they're blistering. And then the skin
peels.
We're talking
about big blisters, too, in some cases.
The blisters can be in the mouth or on top of the skin, and they're very painful, but they don't typically itch.
No, they're
awful, awful.
Yeah. So that's just one of many, and this is not necessarily what they call, I guess it would be the normal herpes virus. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. Is it?
No, it's autoimmune. The immune system is attacking components having to do with the layers of the skin.
Right. So this is another skin, a terrible skin affliction. Awful, just awful. You'll see with the pictures. And then I put underneath that something I found, and it's a little bit of a stretch, but I'm not against the idea that there is an extraterrestrial species involved on this planet, maybe more than one. And you can call them reptilians, call them whatever you want. But reptiles, as you know, breathe. If you don't know, they do. They breathe by expanding their physiology around their lungs. In other words, their body will go in and out. It looks like it gets blown up and then recedes or contracts. And if you look at this video of Al Bourla, the Pfizer CEO, look at his neck. You tell me what's going on there. I can't make my neck do that. It looks exactly, precisely like a reptilian hybrid would breathe. Maybe he forgot and didn't watch it closely, and it just, his reflexes took over. But it's, I've seen that before in other people, too.
Yeah, I have.
It's very strange. Let's leave it at that, I guess. So, you know, you Big Al doesn't care about how many of us die. He's Jewish. We're goyim. We're expendable. We don't matter, as a matter of course. That's not to say that all Jews feel that way. Not a chance. But many of them in positions of extreme control, like Benjamin the Butcher, Netanyahu, etc., they don't care about us. They don't care. They start world wars, those people. The bankers, they kill millions and millions and tens of millions. They don't care. Look what's happening in Ukraine at the control of the communist Bolshevik Jewish government, Zionist Jewish government in Kiev. They've sent well over 500,000 young Christian men and women to their deaths against the Russian army. It looks to me like it's an intentional genocide to get rid of that portion of society that could rise up against the Zionists in Kiev. It's clearly heartless. It's clearly being done in a suicidal attack venue. Militarily speaking, it is beyond disgust. The Russians went through trenches yesterday that they captured, and just wall-to-wall Ukrainian dead, and they came along, and the one guy had his camera, and he lowered the camera, and he said, "Oh my God, look at this." It was a group of women in full combat gear that had been killed. Blondes, blue, brunettes, whatever. So Zelensky is throwing now men and women. And somebody told me the other day, in fact, I read it, that the average age in the Ukrainian military is now 43 years of age, the average. They've killed off all the young people. Now they've opened up the country to mass conscription. And rather than be conscripted or drafted, 20,000 men from Ukraine have already fled the country in the last few days. They're getting out. They know they're going to die. So what's going on there? Is this another blood sacrifice? I'd say yes.
Yeah.
Anyhow. All right. Let's go to our files here and see what we've got. I think we've pretty well done the entire November 13th group. You sent me one earlier. Do you want to read that?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's start with that.
Let's see.
You got it?
Yes. Okay. Hey, y'all. My name is, I won't say the name. I am 34 years old. I started having symptoms after COVID a year ago. And by symptoms, he means neurological. And this is in the CJD group. I do not know if this is prion disease. Hopefully I'm wrong. I remember having spasticity for a year, starting then after COVID. All my muscles released and died. And I started having super fatigue and twitching and muscle wasting fast. I can still walk and run, but I'm dying fast, it feels like. Breathing is really bad, and I'm pooping a lot. My stomach is burning. It's been a year since the wasting started, but I feel I had symptoms for 2 years. If this isn't prion disease, I apologize. I have no vision problems, only migraines every now and then. I do have forgetfulness. If it's not prion disease, I apologize. This disease is so scary, and so is ALS. I'm afraid I have one of them. I do have tremors in the same finger that's been there for 2 years now. It's starting to go into the other finger now. 34 years old. We don't know if he's vaxxed, but he did apparently have COVID. Which, you know, what we know about this virus now, it can get into the central nervous system and the brain and result in problems of this nature, particularly given the fact that there have been these prion domains that were identified in the spike, and one of which is very specific for the prion protein, the native prion protein, in the nervous system. What are the chances?
Right. Okay.
So there's a lot of back and forth, some comments here. Some people, you know, wishing him well, of course. You want to go with the first one?
No, you go ahead.
All right. I hope you can find a good neurologist to help you eliminate some of the possible causes of your illness, including prion disease. Your symptoms do not sound entirely similar to CJD, but only a physician will be able to confirm that. Best of wishes on your journey. And this young man says, well, that's what people tell me, that it doesn't sound like prion, and I wouldn't be able to talk by now. I'm a year into symptoms, maybe 2 years, I'm not sure. And the first commenter says, well, each case progresses differently, so it's hard to be certain without the help of a medical professional. And he says, well, I have seen 5 neurologists and had 3 MRIs and seen 5 ALS doctors.
Wow.
And I lost function in my leg twice, like foot drop, and it came back twice. I also had right arm drop as well. I am freaking out.
Yeah. Interesting comments. There's just so much going on with these things. It's so diverse.
I can tell you there is an alarming number of people with these same symptoms in one of the VAX recovery group or VAX injured groups. Mm-hmm. Where they have neurological, it started off with neurological issues of varying types, and now, 2 years later, they're noticing they're losing muscle.
Wow.
And it doesn't matter if they exercise. It's
protein wasting. It's almost mandatory
for
whatever is happening.
If the neurology is dying, as in ALS, you know, the consequence of that is that the muscles atrophy, and then, you know, there's not enough nerve function to control them, activate them, and then, you know, you eventually the respiratory muscles fail, and that's when you die.
Right.
But this, whatever is going on with people's neurology following these shots, doesn't seem to match, by classical definition in any way, of the known, clearly identified or described neurological conditions, but it has all the hallmarks of a progressive neurological disease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's try and do 2 more here. Personality changes.
What day do you want?
This is November 10.
Okay.
About maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 down. There are 2 of them there. Personality
yep.
changes. All right. Go ahead and take the first one. I'll take the second one. Go ahead.
Okay. My son married a vaxxed lady nurse. He's so rude now, blatantly, too. He was in prison for holding me at gunpoint and spent 8 years in prison. He was on bad drugs for years. He got out in 2020 and was against the shots. They refused to release anyone without getting the vax right after that. He was so nice till the marriage. Now I see a dark, brooding, shell-type man that undoubtedly scares the hell out of me. It is evil, I see. He cannot empathize anymore. He cannot even grasp the concept. He's 37. No drugs anymore, just weed and drinks. I never saw this, though, a dark, black aura. The wife is sweet, but they both now are money-driven only. It's all about money. It's weird.
All right, here's a follow-on to that. I didn't drink the special drinks, the shots, but my husband did. The first year I had an ovary removed, that was encased in a tumor. The next year, I had a tumor removed from my wrist. The one on my wrist was wrapped around the nerves, the bone, and they had to work to get it untangled. Good, the third year. And my husband has no interest in hearing the truth about this cause. We have been in counseling, jeez, and made serious changes, and I keep my distance. He has not been in the same or been the same in a long time now. Things have been very hard. I've got close family members going through some very rough things as well. And someone adds to that, my husband ate two cookies and a cupcake in January of 2021. I understand the turmoil this has on a marriage. I won't have sex or even kiss his mouth since 2020. He's always angry. I told him how I felt. He made his choice. He also has many ugly health issues now, which makes me angry. We just exist in the same house now. Very sad. I wish you the best from Kentucky. Someone says, thank you. Wish you luck from Oklahoma. I got him to buy a different house and put my name on it. His house we lived in makes me very uncomfortable, and he threatened to throw me out when I couldn't or wouldn't drink the juice. He can't ever do that again. He quit drinking in March because he flipped out on me. I won't live that life. He's doing everything I ask, so I'm hanging in there for now. He was a very different person the first 4 years we were together. The shot has turned this another one. These people's lives are being upended, turned inside out. Go ahead and finish the last one there.
I can't imagine how scared and frustrating being threatened must have been. My husband's personality changed drastically after the jabs. Our kids obviously noticed it also. Be very careful. Follow your gut. It never lies. I've been with my husband since I was 17. I just turned 65 in September. These last 3 years feels like I'm married to a stranger. Please be careful.
It's very difficult to describe this phenomenon of people. They don't want to hear it. Yeah, somebody's personality changed. Well, how do you know it's the shot? Yeah, well, we don't. It's the only common denominator in all of these cases of people complaining and expressing fear about the partner or the friend that they're with no longer being the same. And I'm wondering if the people who are affected or afflicted are even able to notice a difference in their personalities or how they think about life and the world and things around them. Maybe they're completely oblivious. That would be even another dirty trick. They don't know. I can't figure it. But anyone who's been injected is certainly, possibly, going to be impacted in terms of their personality, their values, attitudes, moods, emotions. It's happening because of what's causing it? Brain damage from microclots that end up killing brain tissues. Okay, anything to add here? That was
no.
Quite a survey.
I think that's been plenty to chew on.
Yeah. All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
And we'll pause on that note and come right back with more.